The study is looking at three basic elements, a transit connector from Wasatch County to Parent City, development of transit within Wasatch County, and a connector from Heber to Utah County. The initial presentation said the total cost could be upwards of $2 million a year or $6.5 million over several years. Summit County Manager Tom Fisher said there are several questions that haven't been answered yet, like whether the transit connections would be free.
If you look through the study, it does contemplate a method of doing fare revenue on those routes. But it really is a proposal and a study that shows how it could be done. It doesn't make any decisions. It just really provides information for decision makers in the future.
He said that the stakeholders involved in the study, including Wasatch County, Heber, Summit County, and Parent City, will have to discuss how to pay for the service and what governmental structure will administer the transit.
You know, some of the same revenue sources that the county uses for transit could be implemented by Wasatch County. But, you know, those decisions have to be made locally within Wasatch County. And then once you have the revenue picture in place in order to do that, what is going to be the structure that runs a transit system like that?
Right.
There's certainly pilot programs that could be done under the current structures. But there's also discussions going on between parties on a more regional governance structure around transit.
Fisher also said the study was completed before the COVID-19 crisis erupted. He said the coronavirus adds a whole new factor, namely, when will most of the public feel comfortable about riding a bus again?
And that probably goes along with the recovery of our economy. So certainly those discussions will go into that. It also is a factor of whether the revenue sources projected within that study can still produce what was projected at that point. We're in Summit County, we're certainly looking at reductions in that revenue over the next few years because of the economic effects of the pandemic.
Meanwhile, the county council's agenda is still being held remotely. Fisher said that the electronic meetings won't go away anytime soon.
The virtual meetings are certainly one of the ways that we're using to keep people safe during this issue. We haven't seen a really good way of holding live meetings at this point, where we're constrained on space, where we might have large meetings where people want to make public comments. And so the electronic meetings, I think, are here to stay for the foreseeable future.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.